talk about some of the lachas of the ritzuas, the tefillin. So the width of the ritzua, the way they make it nowadays, the preferred width is meeker than you need, 1.1 centimeters, which is about a little bit over 0.4 inch. We make the ritzuas nowadays 1.5 centimeters, which is about 0.6 inch. That's the width, which is the karfila, according to all sheets, is the width of the ritzuas. If you have a crack in the ritzua, and they get old, sometimes they start to crack. So as long as the width of the ritzua, the part which has not cracked, is still the shear, that's okay. If, however, the crack goes beneath about 0.4 inch, goes beneath that amount, so once it's 9 millimeters, below 9 millimeters, you cannot make a bracha on those ritzuas. That a part of that ritzua is no longer considered if it's there from there or not. So how long does the ritzua have to be? It was said that, okay, we've affected the halacha. So the ikar din of ritzua, how long does it have to be? So in the shoyad, the ritzua has to be enough to tie it on, go around once over here, take the ritzua without making any wrappings, onto your finger and wrapping it around your finger 3 times to hold it in place. That is the minimal shear of the ritzua. As long as you have that minimal amount, depending on the size of the person's arm, each person will be different, depending on that amount, as long as you have that amount of ritzua, if there's a crack after that, that's fine. If there's a crack in that original length, say again, if it's not too large of a crack, so the ritzua is still kosher. If it is too large of a crack, the ritzua is not there anymore beyond that point, so you do not have a ritzua, which is kosher, you can't make a brach on it. And the shalroish, so the minimal shear that you need for the shalroish is it should go around the head, the kasher should come in front, a length of about 2 tefachim, so say 8 inches, hanging down in front. So if a person has that on both sides, that amount, that whatever afterwards is still be kosher, you can make a bracha on. Definitely, the chafilah shear is longer than that, but if he evidently has that amount of the tzua, there would be kosher. The same question, the Chofetz Chaim comes, brings up the question in regards to blackness. So besides the fact that the tzuas have to be a certain width and a certain length, they also have to be black. Halacha Moshe Sinai, the tzuas have to be black. If beyond that length, the tzuas are not black, it came lightened to the point where it's no longer black and you can't see doesn't look black to people. So he says, the Quran, he has the stuffing in the beer halacha. One way you can make an argument and say, listen, the mice of the minimal shear is black and that's sufficient. He says, no, it could be the halacha Moshe Sinai, the ritzua has to be black, is whatever ritzua you have there has to be black. See, he's specific about that. So definitely a person has that situation where it's not black bound, that a person has to blacken his ritzua. When we say you have to blacken your ritzua, it doesn't have to be perfectly black. As long as people, if you look at it at a glance, it appears to be black, that's considered black. You know, there's a little, some spots that came a little bit lighter. But if it's really nicker that it's not black anymore, then you have a problem, even though it's beyond, according to the suffix of the bare look, even if it's beyond the length or beyond the width of the minimal width of the ritzua. So we just want to be, a person should be careful, as ritzuas get old, they stretch and they become thinner. The person should be aware of the width of his ritzua, the point that the ritzuas get too narrow, you cannot use, you have to replace those ritzuas with new ritzuas. So the issue a person has to keep in mind is the minimal width of the ritzua, bidiyavid is about 0.4 inch, the chasil is 0.6 inch. The length of the ritzua, bidiyavid, you have to be aware of any cracks in your ritzua, and any areas in the ritzua which need blackening, you should be aware of on a regular basis. You should keep an eye on your ritzuas to make sure that they're kosher. Everybody should have a good morning and a good Shabbos.